A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, the last part. But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. This is a surprising verse, and it boggles the mind to try and comprehend what God has done in our salvation. Remember that this verse starts out by saying that he saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. And then it goes on to the part that we've read today. Remember that last time we looked at the fact that we are saved not to fulfill our purposes, but his own purposes, his will. After all, salvation is of God, and therefore we need to be totally immersed in him and his plans for us. Are you seeking God's plans and his will for today? That you are doing his purposes and not your own? And here is this wonderful mystery, and it's repeated in a few other places in the Bible, where it says that the salvation we've received was before time began. Paul writes, for instance, that he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. How marvelous! Yes, we cannot comprehend it, but we can marvel, and we can praise God, and thank him that his plans are unsearchable, and only one day in eternity will we fully understand that even before time began, even before the fall of Adam and Eve, God had planned to save us. Are you in his plan? Have you accepted his plan? Or are you resisting his spirit? Or, as it says earlier on in this verse, that you're living according to your own works. Even if your works are good, it's not good enough for God. Noma imisebenzi yakho mihle kodwa akwanele ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sigcwalise izinhloso zakhe. Sisindiswa ngemisebenzi yakhe. We saved by his works of grace, what he did, what he performed for us on Calvary, in his death, and in his resurrection. Do you marvel sometimes and just praise God for what he has done for you, that he has chosen you before the foundation of the world, before time began? Yes, God is the owner of time. But you and I are living in time. Now let's live for him only, completely, fully.